Hello, everyone. I'm David Edelman from Morgan Stanley. Marty Barrington became Chairman and CEO of Altria in May of this year, taking on the leadership of a corporation with an absolutely extraordinary history of generating superior returns for shareholders. Most recently, in what undoubtedly has been a difficult economic environment, total annual shareholder returns have averaged a solid 15% per year since the corporation spun off Philip Morris International in 2008. This is Marty's first presentation at the Morgan Stanley Global Consumer and Retail Conference, and it's a deep pleasure to be able to welcome him and introduce him. Marty.
Thanks, David. Good morning, everyone. We appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning. Several members of Altria's management team are here with me today, and they'll join us for the breakout session. Please review the safe harbor statement in today's presentation and the forward-looking and cautionary statement section in today's press release for a description of the various factors that could cause our actual results to differ materially from the projections included in today's remarks. Reconciliations and further explanations of the non-GAAP financial measures discussed today are available on altria.com. Our remarks this morning will focus on the strengths of Altria's diverse business model and our plans to continue delivering strong returns to shareholders. Altria's goal is to grow its adjusted diluted earnings per share at an average annual rate of 7%-9% over time. We also have an objective to return 80% of our adjusted diluted EPS to shareholders through dividends. We aim to achieve these goals on a consistent basis over the long term and manage our businesses accordingly. Altria has delivered excellent total returns to shareholders by focusing on these objectives. Altria grew its adjusted diluted EPS at a compounded annual rate of 7.9% from 2007 through 2011. We paid shareholders $13.5 billion in dividends and returned more than $3.1 billion in additional cash through share repurchases from the time of the spin-off of Philip Morris International in early 2008 through October 2012. Altria's total shareholder return has outperformed the S&P 500 index each year since the PMI spin-off, extending a track record of outperformance that has run for 12 straight years through 2011. Through November 9th of this year, Altria has delivered a double-digit total shareholder return of 10.4% versus the 11.8% return of the S&P 500 index. Altria also grew its adjusted diluted EPS 7.8% through the first 9 months of this year. We believe that we are on track to deliver  2012 full-year adjusted diluted EPS growth of 7% to 9%, as noted in this morning's press release. We are also proud that Altria was recognized this year for progress in its corporate responsibility efforts. Altria is now a member of the Dow Jones Sustainability North America Index, and Corporate Responsibility Magazine ranked Altria 15th on its 100 Best Corporate Citizens list, up from number 35 in 2011. Fortune Magazine ranked Altria fourth among all companies and first in the tobacco industry in social responsibility. Altria's financial results have been driven by the strong performance of our company's premium brands across tobacco categories, growing alcohol assets, effective cost management, and a strong balance sheet that supports cash returns to shareholders. In addition, we've been successful in managing litigation risk, although significant challenges remain. We'll speak this morning about how we'll use these strengths to continue to create shareholder value over the long term. Our tobacco businesses compete in the largest and most profitable tobacco categories with premium brands: Marlboro, Black & Mild, Copenhagen, and Skoal. These brands have strong equity built over decades as they have successfully evolved to meet the changing preferences of adult tobacco consumers. These brands also have excellent adult consumer demographics and opportunities for future growth. And they are focused on innovation to continue satisfying those consumers' evolving preferences. PM USA and Middleton aim to maximize profitability in the smokable product segment. Marlboro is the primary driver of income growth in this segment, where PM USA seeks to maintain modest share momentum on Marlboro over time. Earlier this year, PM USA introduced Marlboro's new brand architecture that is focused on four product families: red, gold, green, and black. PM USA is supporting this new architecture in 2012 and 2013 with initiatives to enhance Marlboro's value equation, which consists of product, positioning, packaging, promotion, and price. PM USA designs these activities to express each product family's flavor positioning in unique ways. This year's initiatives have included the geographic expansion of new products, some of which have been supported by trial-generating promotions that were moderated as the year progressed. In addition, Marlboro's equity-building programs have engaged millions of adult smokers through digital communications, direct mail, mobile marketing units, and nightlife events. These programs are all limited to smokers aged 21 and older. For example, in June, the Marlboro Red family introduced Marlboro 83s in updated packaging that adult smokers describe as classic yet modern. The Marlboro Gold family has supported its Flavor is Golden campaign with a range of equity-building initiatives throughout the year. PM USA has recently enhanced some of the Marlboro Gold family's packaging with a new embossed feel. In addition, in January next year, the Marlboro Gold family plans to expand distribution of Marlboro Southern Cut, which has a uniquely rich and smooth flavor. The Marlboro Green family used Marlboro's nightlife, ranch, and digital infrastructure to engage its adult smokers in the Biggest Night of the Year promotion. These adult smokers participated in daily sweepstakes on Marlboro.com for a chance to win prizes, including a VIP trip to Las Vegas on December 21st, the longest night of the year. The Marlboro Black family's equity campaign highlights its bold flavor. As PM USA builds Marlboro Black's position in the marketplace, it has focused on generating trial and converting adult competitive smokers. These activities have been complemented with equity-building promotions and new product activity. Marlboro Black's Black Book contest invites adult smokers to submit photos on Marlboro.com for a chance to win photography-themed prizes and compete for a cash prize. PM USA also expanded distribution of Marlboro NXT into 27 states in September. Marlboro NXT contains capsule technology that allows adult smokers to switch from non-menthol to menthol taste. The Marlboro Black family is off to a great start and has seen high initial interest among 21 to 29-year-old smokers. These initiatives across the four product families supported Marlboro's 2012 nine-month retail share growth as the brand gained half a share point to 42.6% versus the prior year period. The share growth benefited PM USA shipment volume, providing a strong volume base to generate income in future years. PM USA estimates that its 2012 nine-month cigarette shipment volume decreased approximately 0.5% after adjusting for changes in trade inventories and other factors. These results outperformed the total cigarette category, which declined approximately 3%. In machine-made large cigars, Black & Mild is the best any-day cigar adults enjoy for smooth taste and pleasant aroma. Black & Mild has historically competed primarily in the tipped cigarillo segment, which represents approximately 32% of the machine-made large cigars category. Black & Mild has maintained its leadership position in this segment as it has added Black & Mild Woodtip, Wine, and Royale to its tipped cigarillo offerings in recent years. And in addition, Black & Mild introduced seasonal offerings such as Dark Blend and Summer Blend to generate news and address adult cigar smokers' interest in variety. Middleton also expanded the brand's product portfolio with new products in the growing untipped cigarillo segment. These products have included Black and Mild Classic, sweets, and wine in both traditional packs and new aroma wrap foil pouches. In the third quarter of this year, the brand introduced a new untipped cigarillo, Black and Mild Jazz, into select geographies. These efforts helped Black and Mild grow its 2012 9-month retail share by 0.4 of a share point to 30.1% versus the same time period in 2009. The strength of these premium brands supports our company's ability to grow income in the smokable product segment over time. Over the past several years, PM USA and Middleton have delivered solid adjusted OCI and adjusted OCI margin growth, while PM USA has maintained modest share momentum on Marlboro. Specifically, when comparing 2012 9-month results versus the same time period in 2008, adjusted OCI in the smokable segment grew at a compounded annual rate of 4.4%. The segment's adjusted OCI margins expanded by 7.7 percentage points from 33.9% to 41.6%, and Marlboro maintained modest share momentum as its share increased from 41.8% to 42.6%. PM USA and Middleton achieved these results through the thoughtful balancing of pricing, equity-building activities, promotional offers, and cost management. The relative contribution made by each of these tools varies over time as these businesses pursue their long-term objectives. Pricing has been and will continue to be an important contributor to income growth in our smokable product segment. Revenue net of excise taxes per 1,000 units increased at a compounded annual rate of 5.3% when comparing 2012 9-month results versus the same time period in 2008. PM USA's and Middleton's decisions about pricing take into consideration economic conditions, the competitive environment, and their short and long-term business objectives. For example, 2012 9-month revenues net of excise taxes per 1,000 units grew by 2% versus the prior year as PM USA invested in Marlboro's new architecture and supported L&M and discount. While the relative contribution made by pricing was lower than recent years, Altria's smokable product segment delivered solid financial results this year. 2012 9-month adjusted OCI grew 3.7%, and adjusted OCI margins expanded 0.8 of a percentage point to 41.6% versus the prior year period. In smokeless products, a key objective of our companies is to increase income through volume growth, primarily by focusing on Copenhagen and Skoal. USSTC and PM USA estimate that their combined 2012 9-month adjusted shipment volume increased approximately 5% compared to the prior year period. This is in line with the smokeless category's estimated growth rate. Volume adjustments reflect the impact of trade inventory changes and other factors. USSTC aims to maximize the combined performance of these two leading premium brands by focusing on the strengths of each. In the last few years, the combined performance of Copenhagen and Skoal has been excellent. The brands grew their combined shipment volume at a compounded annual rate of 7.2% when comparing 2012 9-month results versus the same time period in 2009. Their combined retail share also increased by 3.2 share points over the same time period. Copenhagen has delivered very strong results, sourcing its growth from a broad range of brands, including certain Skoal SKUs. We're pleased with the performance of our smokeless tobacco product segment overall, particularly Copenhagen's strong results, and USSTC is working to improve Skoal's contribution to the segment. While Skoal is experiencing some short-term challenges due to Copenhagen's outstanding performance and competitive activity, USSTC is taking steps to evolve the product portfolios of both of these great brands over the long term. Our strategy for each of these brands is worth a moment's discussion. Copenhagen's historic strength has been in the natural segment, where it maintained its leadership position with a 71.6% share of the segment for the first 9 months of 2012. Additionally, Copenhagen has filled gaps in its product portfolio in segments where it had not historically competed by introducing Wintergreen Long Cut and Pouch, Long Cut Straight, and Extra Long Cut Natural varieties. Earlier this year, USSTC further enhanced Copenhagen's position by expanding distribution of Copenhagen's Southern Blend, which delivers a mellow taste in a manageable long cut form. USSTC supports Copenhagen with brand building activities designed to enhance the brand's value equation. This year, Copenhagen connected with adult dippers 21 and older with communications highlighting the brand's core values and initiatives thanking and rewarding them for supporting the brand. In 2012, Copenhagen celebrated the birthdays of its adult dippers by sending those on the database a personally engraved 3-in-1 money clip. The brand also reinforced its heritage and craftsmanship with a year-long direct mail campaign punctuated this summer with the America Craftsmanship Sweepstakes promotion. Sweepstakes offered adult dippers aged 21 and older a chance to win prizes from American companies with great craftsmanship stories. This strategy has generated strong volume and retail share gains for Copenhagen. The brand's shipment volume increased at a compounded annual rate of 12%, and its retail share grew 5.7 share points to 28.2% when comparing 2012 9-month results versus the same period in 2009. Skoal is perceived by adult dippers as a modern and innovative brand that delivers a unique, smooth, smokeless tobacco experience. Skoal's products deliver great taste and forms that are easy to manage and represent over 22% of the smokeless products category. Skoal's equity campaign is anchored with the tagline, "It's smooth, it's Skoal." This year, in addition to equity-building communications via direct mail and at retail, Skoal introduced packaging innovations that delivered side-label communications on Skoal cans to reinforce its equity. These side-label communications highlighted Skoal's summer digital promotion, The Can with a Plan. We believe that Skoal has a strong platform for growth. It's the smokeless brand with the highest equity scores among 21 to 29-year-old dippers, the number one brand for mint and pouch smokeless products, and the smokeless brand with the highest brand loyalty. These are great strengths to build on, and Skoal is evolving its product portfolio to do just that. In 2011, the brand added to its leadership position in the growing mint and pouch segments by expanding both mint and mint pouch varieties of Skoal Extra and two new mint varieties of Skoal Snus. USSTC also delisted 7 Skoal SKUs in the second quarter of 2011 as part of this portfolio evolution. This week, USSTC began shipping Skoal Ready Cut into more than 20 new states. Skoal Ready Cut offers adult long cut dippers great taste in an innovative, new, moist, smokeless tobacco form. These preformed portions are easier for adult dippers to control and will be available in mint, wintergreen, and straight at a premium price. USSTC's focus on Copenhagen and Skoal has delivered strong adjusted OCI and adjusted OCI margin results in the smokeless products segment. Adjusted OCI grew at a compounded annual rate of 12.5%, and adjusted OCI margins increased by 9.3 percentage points to 60.8% when comparing 2012 9-month results versus the same time period in 2009. Our companies remain focused on developing new products to appeal to the approximately 30% of adult smokers who express interest in spit-free, smokeless tobacco alternatives to cigarettes. In addition to our smokeless tobacco work at USSTC and PMUSA, our companies are pursuing additional approaches to develop and commercialize innovative new product alternatives for adult smokers. Altria subsidiary Newmark has introduced Verve Discs, a mint-flavored, chewable tobacco product that contains tobacco-derived nicotine in approximately 60 stores in Virginia. While this lead market is only a few months along, we're learning a great deal, and we're pleased with the initial feedback. In addition, Altria Client Services is in the early stages of its work with Econo, an affiliate of the Danish company Fertin Pharma, to develop non-combustible nicotine-containing products for adult tobacco consumers. Altria's tobacco businesses are complemented by our growing alcohol assets, St. Michelle Wine Estates, and our equity investment in SAB Miller. Income from wine and beer has been growing at a faster rate than tobacco income, helping contribute to adjusted diluted EPS and dividend growth. The diversity of our revenue and income streams is an Altria strength. We'll turn now to cost management, a strategy that supports adjusted OCI growth and investments in our company's premium brands. Altria completed a multi-year $1.5 billion cost reduction program ahead of schedule in late 2011. We then launched a new cost reduction initiative that we expect to deliver $400 million in annualized savings against previously planned spending by the end of 2013. Our current program is primarily focused on reducing cigarette-related infrastructure, but includes efforts across all our businesses. Effective cost management and business process improvement have become an important part of our culture, and we expect these efforts to contribute to future results. We have created an efficient corporate structure that allows us to provide services quickly across tobacco categories as adult tobacco consumer preferences evolve. Our tobacco operating companies consist of brand management and manufacturing, with our other services centralized in two service companies, Altria Group Distribution Company and Altria Client Services. I'll now discuss Altria's focus on maintaining a strong balance sheet and how it supports cash returns to shareholders. Our balance sheet helps Altria secure the cash flow generated by its operating companies and protects its investment-grade credit rating. Altria holds an economic interest in SAB Miller of approximately 27%, which represents a significant component of our balance sheet. This investment strengthens our balance sheet by providing equity earnings and cash flow. Altria has taken steps this year to help maintain its balance sheet strength. In the third quarter, Altria completed a tender offer and repurchased high coupon debt that it replaced with new lower cost debt. These actions enabled the company to reduce 2018 and 2019 debt maturity towers, lower future interest expense, and reduce the weighted average coupon rate on its debt. Our balance sheet also supports Altria's ability to return cash to shareholders through dividends and periodic share repurchases. Altria has a long history of dividend payments and dividend increases. Our target payout ratio of 80% of adjusted diluted EPS is among the highest in the S&P's Food, Beverage, and Tobacco Index as of October 31st. Our 5.5% dividend yield as of the same date compares very favorably to other investments, especially in this low interest rate environment. Altria's objective is to raise its dividend in line with adjusted diluted EPS growth, although all dividend payments remain subject to the discretion of Altria's Board of Directors. In August, our board increased Altria's dividend by 7.3% to an annualized rate of $1.76 per common share. This action was the 46th time Altria increased the dividend in 43 years. As you know, the current federal personal income tax rates on dividends are scheduled to increase at the end of this year unless Congress acts. Altria continues to work with a broad coalition of businesses and associations to address this dividend tax hike. We are encouraging the administration and members of Congress to resolve this issue when Congress returns to work this week. We return cash to shareholders primarily in the form of dividends. In addition, from time to time, we repurchase stock when we consider it the best use of our cash to maximize shareholder value. For example, our board authorized two $1 billion share repurchase programs in 2011. We completed the first program in September 2011 and had $50 million remaining in the second program at the end of September 2012. Last month, our board authorized a $500 million expansion of the second program, which Altria intends to complete by the end of the second quarter of 2013. This program remains subject to the discretion of the board and market conditions. Regarding litigation, our companies have successfully managed tobacco and health litigation, notwithstanding the payment of some judgments. We continue to face significant challenges as we have for many years. We have defended these claims vigorously for decades and intend to continue to do so. Our latest Form 10-Q contains a comprehensive discussion related to this topic. In conclusion, our diverse business platform has delivered excellent total returns over the last few years and provides a solid foundation for future growth. There are several reasons why we believe that Altria can create additional value for shareholders for many years to come. First, our diverse business platform is anchored by four leading premium brands that participate in the largest and most profitable tobacco categories. Their strong equity and excellent demographics provide opportunities for future growth. Our company's participation across tobacco categories, coupled with a focus on innovation internally and in partnership with others, make us well positioned to meet the preferences of adult tobacco consumers as they continue to evolve. Second, contributions from our growing alcohol assets diversify our income streams and contribute to EPS growth. Third, we expect our ongoing cost management efforts to contribute to income growth and investments in our company's brands. And we expect our balance sheet to continue to support significant cash returns to shareholders, primarily through dividends. Our goal is to continue delivering total returns to our shareholders, consisting of average annual adjusted diluted EPS growth of 7 to 9% over time, coupled with a significant dividend target payout ratio. Our diverse business model, excellent brands, and talented organization give us confidence in our ability to achieve these objectives. Thank you for your attention, and I will turn it back to David.
I think we have time for one or two questions.
Sure.
Hi. I know this doesn't affect you directly, but I'd be curious to hear your take on the plain packaging initiative going on around the world, and if you've heard any sort of noise with respect to the U.S. market and the regulators looking into what might happen overseas and how that might affect you guys going forward.
Sure. Thank you for your question. It's actually a bit of an international phenomenon, not in the United States. I think you know the latest on packaging in the United States is the FDA's proposal to go to 50% of the pack with graphic warnings on the front. That was challenged on First Amendment grounds, was struck down in the district court, was struck down by the Court of Appeals. There's a separate case in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is on the question of whether graphic warnings can be imposed and the size. But this case, that's about the proposed 9 warnings that were going to go on pack. I think, you know, for investors, what it should tell them is there is actually the First Amendment in the United States, which doesn't really have parallel protection in most jurisdictions around the world, provides a difference in the United States when it comes to compelling manufacturers to put messages on packaging that they don't agree with. So, you know, you can never say never, but actually I think plain packaging, which as you correctly point out is a bit of a battle now in Australia and being examined by the EU, we would regard that as kind of a distant risk in the United States.
Marty, maybe as a final question here, a question about the implications of your pricing tactics in the cigarette category that I'm often asked by investors. And there are really two flavors of this. One is concern that it will precipitate a difficult competitive response. And then secondly, that perhaps over time, as more of Marlboro's volume is at a distinctly lower price point than the mainline gold and red variants, that could hurt the brand's equity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess what I would say to investors, David, is what we've been saying for some time now. There should be no mistake that for PM USA and the smokable segment as a whole, our strategy is to maximize income. At the same time, we're trying to maintain modest share momentum on Marlboro because Marlboro's been the engine, obviously, of so much of that profitability. I alluded to pricing in my remarks, and I'll rely on what I said there. Pricing, you know, has been important. It's likely to continue to be important. But we're focused on growing our income because that's what turns around the dividend. It's what contributes to the EPS growth. So, you know, and I made reference, I think, to our diverse business platform. You know, PM USA is growing its income by doing a number of things well. It's the plan we set out to do this year. It's investing in Marlboro, which is important. It's watching its costs, which is important. And then obviously at the Altria level, because we have alcohol assets, a great smokeless business, a cigar business, and the like, we have a number of levers that we can use to make sure that we're trying to meet our goal of adjusted EPS growth. So what I would say is, you know, I think that we had a good plan for this year. We are executing the plan that we set out to do, and I think we'll stick to our knitting on that. Thank you for the question. Thank you all for your attention.